This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has not been a good summer for Hollywood's big tentpole movies. I'm looking at you, Alice Through the Looking Glass and the BFG. And therein lies a big problem for theater owners, how to keep revenues up even as the number of people going to see those kinds of movies goes down. Part of the fix may involve a surprisingly small change where you put the candy. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that one.
If you're the parent of a toddler, you may know the feeling. You've invested a small fortune in movie tickets. You're headed for a blissful 2 hours in a dark theater. All you have to do is maneuver your kid past the racks of candy, now right within his tiny reach.
Candy! Candy!
Ricard Gill is a dad and a professor at Johns Hopkins Carey Business School. He describes the situation as only an economist could.
The minute that the kid sees the candy, we would say that the elasticity of demand of your son or your daughter basically drops like crazy.
That's econ speak for when a $5 box of Raisinets becomes a small price to avoid a Category 5 meltdown. Simply moving the candy out front also does a number on adults.
Having it in front of you reminds you that this is available and you just go ahead and do it.
And without ever having to say these words out loud or feel the shame of saying them, I'd like the Coke, the Junior Mints, and I think the Sour Patch Kids. Jack Oberleitner is a cinema consultant. He says removing the barriers
increases the volume of candy products and other impulse items that you're selling by as much as 50 to 90%.
50 to 90%. So why haven't more theaters gotten rid of the glass case?
Like everything else, it requires money.
Rearranging concession stands requires new shelves and signs and traffic patterns. And theaters are already spending on other concession experiments. Things like sushi, vegetable plates, smoothies, alcohol, and those expensive, semi-magical design-your-own soda machines.
The industry as a whole collects about between a fifth to a quarter of its total revenue from concessions.
That's Daryl Ulama, an analyst from Ibis World. He says for big theater chains like Regal and AMC,
now close to about a third of their overall revenue comes from concession sales.
Last quarter, both chains reported a 10%-ish drop in box office revenue. That's as concession spending per person was at record highs. But no amount of fancy food or candy placement manipulation matters if Hollywood can't figure out how to make movies people want to see. I'm Adrian Hill.
Candy!
For Marketplace.